What's the big news story of the day, lass?
Billy Carter threw up on Prince Sihanouk.
That's news?
No, but this is.
What is it?
A special report on civil defense.
Nobody cares about that junk.
Herb, I've asked you 1,000 times to use the door. Until Mr. Carlson gets me my private office, those yellow lines are walls.
What do you got here? What to do in case of an enemy attack in Cincinnati?
Right.
Who's going to attack us, Dayton?
Maybe.
Well, if they come down here, we'll kick their butts.
You may not realize this, Herb, but civil defense in this country has become a joke.
Yeah.
The very time the godless communists have created a war arsenal of indeterminate doom and destruction.
Oh, sure fun to hang around with, Les.
Somebody's got to think about these things, Herb. People are so concerned with their own lives, their own day-to-day affairs, their own petty interests, they never take time to think about the really important things. See what I'm getting at?
Oh, sorry, Les, I wasn't listening.
Herb, do you realize that because of some petty thieves in this building, somebody's locked the door to the stairwell?
Holy cow.
Well, those stairs are important, Herb. What would you do in case of an emergency?
Take the elevator.
Nobody cares. Nobody is prepared.
Morning, Herb.
Yes. Good morning, big guy.
Oh, Mr. Carlson, I've got something you'll be interested in. I've just completed a detailed plan of what to do in case of an enemy attack.
Yeah, fine. Gentlemen, this morning I'm expecting a group of Japanese radio executives to take a tour of our station.
More rubberneckers?
Ah, come on, Herb. I'm expecting you guys to be on your best behavior.
Japanese, eh?
Yes. The Japanese are our allies now. I mean, as news director, I can't expect you to pick up on little things like that.
Don't worry about me, big guy. I know how to handle these foreigners. Our maid's a kraut.
I'm going downstairs to see the building superintendent about that locked stairwell.
Well, if he gives you any trouble, let's punch him out.
Hey, Les! Your son machine's broken!
I gotta fix everything myself. The machine's worthless.
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Look, we'll just go out together.
Wrong.
It'll be nice.
Wrong.
We can leave right after work.
Wrong.
And I won't even touch him.
Right.
Yeah. Jennifer, what time you got?
9:35 a.m.
Yeah. Boy, it sure is dark outside. And this is strange weather we're having.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think we're in for a good thunderstorm.
Oh, hey, listen, Addie. I've written a few words of welcome to our Japanese guests. How does this sound to you? We at WKRP are happy to extend our hands across the border to greet you.
Very good. Somebody helped you write that.
That's very nice, Mr. Carlson.
It's very nice, except you see, Japan is not across the border. It's on the other side of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, it's just, a rough draft.
You iron out the facts, big guy, and I think you got it. I mean, the feeling is terrific.
Yeah? Yeah. Aw, thanks, Herb.
Surely. Gotta give him encouragement from time to time, you know. Builds up his confidence.
Yeah, we'd be lost without you, Herb.
Tell me about it.
Hello. I am Mr. Jose Jorge Rodriguez, the interpreter.
Hello. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Marlowe, the receptionist.
And I'm Andy Travis, the program director.
Ah, senorita, it is a great pleasure.
Queridos, oh. Man.
What are they saying?
I don't know. I was hired to translate for a group of Spanish-speaking visitors. In my opinion, these people are not Spanish. Watch this. Tu madre, come esa cat. See, in my country, there will be a fist fight.
I guess I'd better call Mr. Carlson.
Sashitori Nasai.
Mr. Carlson. Our Japanese guests are here. Mr. Carlson, this is Mr. Rodriguez, the interpreter.
Well, how do you do, sir?
Hello. Senores, this is Mr. Carlson.
Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, it's our pleasure to welcome you to WKRP.
They don't speak English. Hmm? No English.
Oh. Maybe he could interpret.
Sure, sure. Senores, es un gran placer para el señor Carlson darle la bienvenida a esta humilde estación WKRP.
Is that Japanese?
Spanish.
Maybe you could fill me in.
There's been a mistake.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere in Cincinnati, a bunch of chiropractors from Ecuador are being taken around by Akira Yamaguchi.
Perhaps we should postpone this for the time being. What do you say, huh?
Wait a minute. I learned a little Japanese when I was in the Marines. Let me think about this. The accent may be off, but... Teowage! Kasson!
Good morning, Sneeper.
Hi, I see everything's in order.
This is a group of executives seeking a tour of our radio station.
Gentlemen, this is a disc jockey. A disc jockey.
Disc jockey?
Right, you got it. Disc jockey.
Disc jockey.
Yeah. Oh, disc jockey.
Oh. I guess we've seen all we need to see here in the booth, gentlemen. You'll follow me.
この放送ダメだな。本当。
Same here.
Oh, there you guys are. Thought I lost you there for a minute. Anyway, fellas, this is the hall. The hall.
なんですか。
What? Huh? Okay, there. You see, wait a minute. Let me take a look. Probably thinks he spots a photo mat. That's a tornado. Can you say that? A tornado. A tornado!
Hey, Andy, something's wrong with the lights. They just flickered.
Where in the hell is a disaster file?
What's the matter? Trouble with the Japanese?
Jennifer, see if you can find the disaster file. Where's Les?
Downstairs.
That's just great.
Boy, you guys sure get ruffled easily.
We're not as courageous as you are, Herb.
Yeah. Here, pick your cart.
It just pulled off the elevator. It's stuck underneath this floor.
Les, there is a tornado out there.
Tornado?
That's right.
We're all gonna die.
Andy, there can't be a tornado. I'm the news director. I'd know about it. There's this little bell on my teletype machine that goes off. It stopped. Who unplugged my machine?
We don't know!
All right, Herb. Get up. Come on, in your bed. Come on, get up!
Les!
Get him up!
Les! Come
on!
Les!
Where is the emergency file?
In the cabinet, I guess, Andy.
Where in the cabinet, Les?
Try apocalypse. I guess one story of the year and I miss it. Come on out.
Les, I'm gonna want you to go on the air.
What for, Andy? It's all over now. Andy, we can't get off this floor.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Listen, take everyone to the lobby. That's the safest place.
Right, the lobby.
We're all gonna die!
Who said that?
Herb.
Come on out. What are you doing under there, Herb? Come on, get out from under there.
Let's do this.
What are we gonna do?
Go to the lobby with Mr. Carlson.
What are we gonna do, big
Let's
guy?
All go to the lobby.
What?
Let's all go to the lobby.
Put yourself together, Herb.
Hey.
Sorry. Saw that in a war film.
Hi. Andy, man. I have to go home now. My shift's almost over, and I want to water my plants, okay?
Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone, and good luck forever.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I have to get out of here, Andy. I put on a long record. Just let it play.
Okay? I need you. I need you on the air.
Okay, look, I'm going to try to be calm, and I'm going to try to tell you
Johnny,
something,
we're trying
okay?
to...
You just try to be calm and listen to me.
Okay.
Okay. Look, man, I've been in jail in Mexico. My father called me what's-his-face for 17 horrifying years. My second wife tried to kill me with a Ronco Vegematic.
We are very busy here.
My mother and I were in a tornado once. We were in a mobile home. And I think God must really hate mobile homes, Andy, because tornadoes always attack them first. They get very mobile.
Hold on. I understand. Now listen to me. We can't get off the floor.
Oh, good.
The elevator is stuck.
Stuck, good.
Right, so what I want you to do is I want you to go to the lobby.
Go to the lobby.
That's the safest place.
It's the safest place.
Right, go to the lobby.
I'll go to the lobby. It's the safest place.
Right.
Okay. Listen, Jennifer, I'm not a coward.
I know.
The wall's moved. The wall's moved.
Johnny, the other way. I can't find a disaster file.
All right, look, go help Johnny, all right?
Les, please, go on the air.
What for, Andy? It's all over. Biggest news story of the year. And I miss it. The tornado's gone, and I miss it.
Les, sometimes these things come in clusters.
Oh, sure.
This might not be over with yet, Les.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
Les, I'm not just saying that to make...
What is that? It sounds like a train. Maybe it's another twister.
Get under your desk, Les. No, Les, don't do that.
No, Les! Oh, hot dog, where is
it? I have to wait.
Are you all right? Andy, speak to me. Andy.
Andy, that tornado, it came right past the building. We gotta get out of here. Come on.
Oh, no. He's unconscious. He was standing right beside the window.
Oh, well, come on. Let's get him out of here, out of way from that window. That's it. Go ahead. Yeah, got it. Fine. Right over here.
You are not supposed to move an injured person.
Oh, son of a gun. Oh,
she's right.
Get him back. Anybody know first aid?
I took the advanced course, big guy.
Oh, great.
What's the problem?
What's the problem, you idiot? This man needs mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Mouth-to-mouth with another guy?
Herb!
I like Andy and all, but I don't think that I should...
Herb, I'm ordering you to get this job
here,
done.
Here, just a minute. I'll do it.
You know mouth-to-mouth?
I know all sorts of things.
Get the feeling they've done this before?
Shut up, Herb. This is an emergency. We've all got to pitch in.
Why him? Why couldn't that be me?
I know. Wait a minute. I think he's coming around. Hey, you okay, Andy? You okay? Say something.
Oh. What'd he say?
Don't stop. I think he's going to be all right. Come on, Andy. Just sit up. Come on. You okay, huh? You okay? I said, are you okay?
there's no place like home.
All right. I'm in charge here now. Les, you get that emergency file and you get on the air right away.
All right, Mr. Carlson, but we've got a problem with this plan.
I don't want to hear about your problems. I want you to get on the air with that emergency file and right now.
Yes, sir.
Jennifer, I want you to stay here and take care of Andy.
Right.
Because I'm going to the bridge.
The bridge?
The booth.
I think the big guy said he was fine. I think he's okay now.
Les, what the devil are you doing? Why aren't we on the air?
I'm going to play a record, Mr. Carlson.
We don't have time now for records.
Well, I don't know what to do. I told you there was a problem with this plan.
What problem?
It doesn't cover tornadoes. It's for what to do when the Russians attack.
The Russians?
Or Chinese.
Les, you take that emergency file and you get on the air. And when you see the word Russians, you substitute the word tornado.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
This is a special emergency report from WKRP in Cincinnati. Now, here with that report is Les Nessman.
Somebody else is supposed to read that. Just get back on the air.
The city of Cincinnati has just been attacked by the godless tornadoes. Citizens are advised to arm themselves immediately.
Don't give me that thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a report of 2 tornadoes in the immediate area, and there could be others. Now, we're asking you to take cover, whatever cover you can, and as soon as possible, even if you're living in an area that seems clear at the present time. And stay out of those streets so that emergency vehicles and their staff can get
where they're going. If you spot an enemy tornado in your area, please call us immediately. Our number is 555-WKRP. Now, this is the best way for us to keep advised of any enemy tornado movements.
That's great, Les. Now, that number to call once...
Yeah, now I'm going to read you a list of hospitals and emergency... Get that phone, please. Listen closely. General Hospital on the University of Cincinnati campus.
That's the General Hospital. Please, calm down. Where did you see the phone?
Christ Hospital in the Mount Auburn area.
What direction do you think it was heading?
Christ Hospital in the Mount Auburn area.
Yeah, got it. Fine. Thanks a lot.
Hospital near the University of Cincinnati. Good Samaritan near the University of Cincinnati. All right, we have a sighting. There's a tornado in the Hamilton area. If you are in that area, take shelter now. I repeat, the Hamilton area. Now, here are some helpful tips on how to care for the injured or in shock.
Hello?
Do not move the victim.
Please.
Do not move
the
victim.
Sweetheart, just calm down.
Keep the victim lying flat.
Tell me, how old are you?
Keep that victim
7 years
lying
old?
Flat.
I cover victim 7 year old
avoid loss
on the
of body
heat.
Come on. Give no fluids.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to a little 7-year-old girl whose mummy's not at home. There are other kids out there alone. Listen closely, too. Okay? Now, sweetheart, Uncle Arthur wants you to know that everything's going to be all right. Yeah, your mummy's fine. You see, she's just taken shelter where she is. Yes, and she knows that she must stay there until this whole thing's blown over. No. Don't try to go out and find her. Stay where you are. She's going to be home soon. Oh, please,
just crying.
Sweetheart, calm down now. I know it's terrible to be alone, and tornadoes are scary things, but, you know, sometimes we've got to be brave, even when we're not. Les Nessman wants to know if you know where your basement is.
You do? Good.
Now, I'll bet everybody out there knows where his or her basement is, right? Yeah, well, Uncle Arthur wants you to go there right now. Yes, you too, dear. What? Yeah, I know it's dark down there. But Uncle Arthur wants you to go there right now, sweetheart. Oh, all right. If you go there, I'll send you $5 through the mail. What? Yeah, but please, I just put the phone on the table, and I want to hear you walk to the basement. And when you get there, slam the door real loud. She's going. I heard the door. She's going to be safe.
At least I hope so. The phone just went dead.
Mr. Carlson, you saved that child's life.
Huh? Oh. That's enough, Les. Get back on the air.
Right. This is Les Nessman again, part of your gutsy WKRP emergency news team. Now, I'm going to see the phones in here light up.
I want to see this city get up off the canvas and start fighting back the way only Cincinnati can. We're not going to let those godless aggressors from those tornadoes get the best of us, are we? Heck no, boy. Not with men like Arthur Big Guy Carlson on our side. More news and information the moment we get it. Right now, I'm going to, play a record.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Andy, what happened?
Listen, has anybody seen my little dog?
Well, Andy, it's all over. Nobody was killed. Isn't that wonderful?
Hello.
Over? Damn, I'm ready now. I gotta go on the air. I'm not afraid of anything. The booth is gone.